The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Lovely.
We're here again, second week in a row, with Rich Barth, captain of the Dunmore Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back with us. We had a great discussion last week about home security, and we're going to continue that discussion because we didn't hit on topics I think are quite necessary for home security. Thinking about landscaping, how does, as beautiful as lush landscaping is, sometimes it works against us.
Sure. Jackie, one of the most important things as far as landscaping is you want to keep your landscape trimmed neat and low.
Low,
absolutely. You don't want to provide a hiding spot for burglars. And then they get behind and they can conceal themselves. And now they're looking in your windows, looking in your doors. You want to keep it low and trimmed, not only for, you know, appearance in the neighborhood is one thing, but for second of all, you don't want to provide a hiding spot for anybody. Another thing is, too, if God forbid somebody did get inside the house, at least people on the outside would be able to see. If you have a shrub that's up growing up your side of your house and it's covering your windows, nobody can see what's going on inside your house. If there is somebody in there and you need help or something, you know, people on the outside aren't going to be able to see that someone is in there, you know, possibly, you know, doing you harm or taking your valuables. So, I mean, you want to keep them as low as possible below the windows and just, again, use common sense. Don't try to make your house as fortified as possible. Whatever means you can afford to do, you want to make it as hard as possible for that burglar to get in there. You want him to come to your house and say, you know what, I'm not going to try this one. I'm going to go next door. That's what you want to do. You want to try to protect your property as best as possible.
Well, we're looking at our landscaping as something we like, and we like our homes and our outsides to look very nice, and it's something that we're not looking at through a criminal's eyes.
Absolutely. And you have to try to take the element out and the availability out of the whole equation if you can. You got to kind of think outside the box, and it's unfortunate that we're living in a time where we have to think that way, but you don't want to provide this guy any easy means to get inside your house. If I can get down behind a large shrub and look in your window and scope out and see what you have, what time you're leaving, you know, who's living there. Is it a lady living there by herself? Is there a male figure in the equation? Is there kids in the equation? Try to get a better idea of what I'm going into. You know, you don't want to provide that opportunity for them.
It's all about opportunity, right? How about garages, especially those that are attached to living areas, and thinking about the door from the garage into the house? What type of door should that be?
Again, you want to use almost like an exterior door for your garage. I mean, you want to an exterior door like you'd use on your house. I mean, obviously, if someone can get into your garage, if it's an attached garage, they have access to your house at that point. A lot of people will think, well, you know, my garage is on the house, but, you know, once that door closes, I'm secure. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And again, with technology, a lot of people have an automatic garage door openers. It's just a matter of figuring out the code, and now I'm inside your garage. And another big mistake people leave is they'll leave their keys to their house inside their car. My car is now secure because it's in the garage. Yeah, but your house keys are in there. So now not only did I gain access to your garage, now I'm in your house because you left the opportunity there, left me your house key. You know, so that's another thing too. You don't ever want to leave your keys in your car. And another good thing is too, you want to try to cover up the windows in your garage. That's one thing you do want to do, because if I'm a burglar and I have an idea, okay, maybe they're home, maybe they're not. It's just a matter of me coming up and looking in your garage window. Hey, the car's there, the car's not there. Now I have an idea whether or not you're home or not. So that's one thing you do want to, you know, if you have a window in your garage, cover the window, put a blind on it. Don't let anybody have easy access to know whether or not you're there.
When we did our garage, we purposely made it with no windows.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. There's no windows. There's no glass.
On the doors, on the sides.
There's nothing. There's nothing. Nobody can see in. And when I go out, If I walk two doors or a couple of doors over to a family member's house, I lock it. I turn the alarm on. Jackie breaks my chops. She says, "What are you doing?" But I put the car in the garage. I lock the car in the garage. You know?
Absolutely.
That's just because of where I'm from. I always.
Sure, you got to take every precaution that you can.
Yep. I've had my car broken into and I've had it all.
Well, I see when people have their house and they have a garage attached to it, it's either part of the house or close to the house and it's attached to the house. They leave that interior door between the garage and the house unlocked or oftentimes even open.
Yeah, it's a sad thing because of the fact is, I mean, anybody could bypass one of those overhead doors rather quickly. I mean, it's a shame, but you can get onto YouTube and find a video of how to open a garage door in probably 30 seconds or less. And I mean, from that point, once I'm in someone's garage, you're pretty much in the house. If you don't have a secure door like you would on the front of your house, you know, a secure door, heavy duty lock, deadbolt, go through all the precautions as if that was your front door to get into your, I mean, if they get into your garage, yeah, they may get, you know, some small stuff out of your vehicle or some stuff you may have stored in the garage, but at least they're not going to get into your house, harm you, or steal your valuable items.
Or that DeWalt screwdriver.
That's right. I see lots of houses on the block. They leave the garage wide open.
Yep. A lot of people do.
It's like open all day.
A lot of people do.
Come on in and browse and see what I have. And oh my God, drives me crazy.
And that's, we talked about windows and doors last week. How about basement windows? Oftentimes if we leave the light on in the basement, we don't know. And if they could see into the basement and things of that nature. So we actually took, you can buy it anywhere at any big box store, the spray can where you spray the frost over the window so you can't see in.
Sure. You want to, you obviously don't want anybody to be able to see what you have inside of your basement because, I mean, you know, a lot of the windows now in the newer houses, because of code, they do have to allow a person's body to be able to fit through in case of a fire hazard if you were on the inside. So if you can get out of a house, obviously you can get back in through that same window. And, you know, that's one thing you want to do is you want to, one, make sure that they can't see in those windows. They're one window you don't want to be able to see in. And also the second thing is your doorway from your basement up to your house. Again, almost like a exterior door. You have to imagine if someone gets in your basement, they now can access your house, especially if your basement is, you do have the steps coming up, which 99% of the basements are going to have an interior access. And also now if you are not home in the house, you could stay there all day long and force that door before anybody's going to hear anything. So you want to make sure you do have a good steady door on there, solid, a heavy duty lock and also a deadbolt on that door as well.
And a lot of houses, older houses have the Bilco doors.
Yes.
Which are not secured. They're not locked.
I've come across houses where they don't have access to the basement from the actual first floor, where you have to go outside and come around and go through a Bilco door to get in. I mean, obviously, they're more secure because if someone does get into your basement, they're not going to be able to take an entry into your residence. But you don't see that on 99% of newer houses built now have access from the first floor. Bilco doors are pretty secure, you know, as long as the latch and the locking mechanism are used properly. But you do also want to have a secondary door. Don't just count on the Bilco. I think for not just for weather purposes, but also for security purposes. If someone does get by that Bilco door, you want to have a secondary door. Again, it's an exterior door on your property. Keep people out. Heavy duty locks, again, we can't emphasize enough, you know, deadbolt if need be, and, you know, do the best you can to secure that as well as possible.
And lock your doors. I know more people on the block that they leave and they don't lock.
People still have this mentality that it's, you know, small town, nothing's going to happen here. You know, I've left my door unlocked for 50 years. Well, you know, times are changing. And unfortunately, we're at a day right now where we got to make sure everything's secure because there's desperate times right now in this country. And there's, you know, there's a lot of unemployment. People are always looking for an extra dollar. And unfortunately, narcotics right now in this area is the highest I've ever seen it. And if people need their fix, I mean, you got everybody from businessmen that are out there, you know, doing what they have to do to try to get their fix. So, I mean, try not to be a victim. Keep your car doors locked. Keep your house doors locked. Try to be as vigilant as possible and try to protect as what you can.
It's, you know, when I was doing my research for this show, I was doing Dunmore crime stats, Scranton's crime stats, and Lackawanna County. I was pulling some information.
Yes.
And Dunmore is well below the national averages of violent crime and home security crime. But Scranton, violent crime is below the national average, but the property crime, the properties that are getting hit with break-ins, is higher.
Sure.
Than the national average, which I was very surprised to see.
Well, again, it falls back to the desperate times right now in this country. And unfortunately, most of the crimes we're seeing at this point are drug related. You know, people need to get that extra little bit of cash to get their fix. And they, you know, if all of a sudden, you know, you got a gentleman who's married and he's draining out his checking account, his savings account every month to get his fix, you know, people pick up on that stuff. If I'm going to someone's house and doing a burglary or two a week, it's going to be less conspicuous and people aren't going to notice as much because, you know, I'm not using my own money for it.
And I noticed also copper theft is on the rise.
Copper theft is definitely on the rise.
Taking the plumbing right out of houses.
Right out of house. We've had several calls like that where a lot of times we'll be alerted by a broken water line. There'll be water pouring out from somebody's. A lot of these abandoned houses are houses that are for sale. Unfortunately, they'll go in there and cut as much copper as they can out. And I've even seen it as much as, you know, taking the wiring out of houses because of that little bit of copper in the wiring.
Oh.
You know, the hook come along onto the wire and they'll just crank it and it just rips right through all the walls. And unfortunately, not just taking the wiring, but now you're damaged to sheetrock and everything else. You've got water issues now.
And it's all related to the rise in drug use. And
primarily,
it's not always somebody, you can't always tell who the drug addict is. Sometimes they are, like you mentioned, business people.
Sure.
Or, you know, people in the medical field that go to work every day.
Every day that you would never know they had a problem. And, you know, it's not necessarily all hardcore drugs. A lot of these people are addicted to pain pills. You know, they'll have a minor injury and they'll get addicted to these pain pills. And once they're on, they can't get off and they need more and more. And it just keeps escalating to the next level. And, you know, unfortunately, the doctors, they'll give them so many, a 30-day supply or the pharmacy, a 30-day supply. But that 30-day supply is gone in 2 or 3 days. They still need their 28-day worth of medication. So they've got to get it by other means. You know, and there is pharmacies that will sell it to you. You know, cash, you pay cash, or, you know, then you can still get it. It doesn't mean you're not going to get it. It's just, unfortunately, you're not going to get it the legal way.
Nice. Okay, great news. Well, we're going to head towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, this house has it all. This is a fabulous 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located at 1315 Webster Avenue in Dunmore for $239,000. This home has a new kitchen with granite countertops and a tile backsplash. It has bamboo flooring on the first floor and a first floor laundry. The lower level has even more living space and can be an in-law suite if you'd like. It has a 3-tiered yard with an in-ground pool, and it also has a 350-square-foot pool house with a basketball court. Lastly, this is another house on the same property. This is a great place. Lastly, there is a separate 580-square-foot in-law suite off the main house with its own kitchen, living room, bedroom, and bath. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a beautiful home with a pool and a separate in-law suite, give us a call about 1315 Webster Avenue for $239,000.
There's a lot of property there for that price.
Yeah, that's a great house.
It's beautiful. Okay, I know with bated breath you await this news, Pat.
Yes.
I know you've been just...
I've been biting my nails over here.
Yes. Pantone's color of the year is...
Fuchsia.
Marsala.
Oh, Marsala.
It's a robust...
Isn't that a wine?
A robust and earthy red wine.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Last year was Radiant Orchid. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Well...
I was scarred last year.
Pantone says that one encouraged creativity and innovation, whereas Marsala enriches our mind, body, and soul, exuding confidence and stability. And I know there were many of my Facebook friends outraged with the color Marsala, which I happen to really like. I like the burgundies and the dark reds.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. But a lot of people were not happy with it. But I like it much better than last year's Radiant Orchid. So I'm good with it. And I know that you've just been dying to hear that news. So I thought I'd share it with you. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
How you doing today, Jackie?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, good. For the second week in a row, we have Rich Barth, captain of the Dunmore Police Department. Hello again.
Hello, Jackie.
Pat. Nice seeing you. Thanks
you
for keeping us safe.
We're trying to do our best.
Yes, you guys are our heroes, and we love you, and we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Now, first half of the show, we were talking about vulnerability with garages, basement windows, and landscaping.
Sure.
I would like to talk to you about what, from a police officer's perspective, what do you think about open houses? A lot of our sellers, you know, when we list a house, they want us to do an open house.
Sure.
All the time. And they, you know, want to get as many people through that they can get through, whether they're living there or not. And if they're not living there, okay, so they're not advertising their valuables or what they have and what they don't have. But that's not always necessarily a good thing to be advertising that you're not living there. But, you know, what from, I want to hear your point of view. Open houses, what do you think about them?
Sure, I think there's some good and there's some bad things to both. I mean, obviously from a real estate point of view, I'm sure that it does get more traffic through the property. But from a security standpoint, you're pretty much opening up your doors to anybody who wants to come through.
Anybody,
right?
You know, I don't know that there's any type of pre-screening. I mean,
none.
It could be
an open house.
Anybody off the street can walk in now. And I mean,
I don't know if they're pre-qualified. I don't know if they're there to actually buy a house.
Sure.
I don't know, you know, anything about them.
If they're there to case the joint, right?
I mean, if you have an occupied house that you're living in and you leave for a few hours to open your doors to pretty much the whole area, I mean, you're coming in there. I'm coming in now. I'm looking to see, okay, I can get an element now if it's a female who lives alone, if it's an elderly person, and not by seeing you, but just by the surroundings, by the clothes in the closets. I mean, I could tell if there's a guy that lives there or not. I mean, I could see where you have your valuables. I could see how vulnerable your windows are, how vulnerable your doors are, what you use as, you know, your locks. I could even get an idea what your work schedule is just by stuff you leave laying around in there. Now, on top of that, you get into the idea of now, can I get my hands on one of your credit card bills? Can I get my hands on your driver's license, your Social Security card?
Your prescription drugs in your medicine cabinet.
Absolutely.
It could be out of sight, but they're opening things.
That's right. That you encourage that.
And here's the thing. I mean, you're only one real estate agent there. If you have multiple people that come in all together, you can't keep an eye on all of them.
No, can't be with everybody at the same time.
I could have my friend Tom go up there and distract you and talk to you about real estate stuff when I'm scouting through the whole house and finding out what's available. And I mean, you could tell people up and down to hide their stuff, but really, do they really hide it? I could still, if I wanted to, I could still find it. I mean,
you could see that jewelry box that's sitting on the dresser. You don't need to know what's in it, but you know there's a jewelry box.
There's a jewelry box, and I'm going to know which way I can get back into that house if I need to. I don't personally think that from a security standpoint that they're a good idea, open houses. I mean, maybe from a real estate standpoint, you might have a different opinion, but from a security aspect of the whole thing, I think that they're a terrible idea. You might as well just leave your doors unlocked at that point and just say, come on in.
Well, people feel that it's a tool, and we do them. If a seller really, really wants them, we do them. And we, you know, but a lot of realtors do them. if realtors wanted to be honest about it, to get a list of buyers. Because it's a well-known fact that most times we do not sell that property we have an open house on. But sometimes there are qualified buyers that do come to our open houses. Maybe they won't buy that house that day, but down the road, 6 months later, we might be able to find them something else.
Sure. Sure. I mean, even on a house that people aren't currently living in, I'm still going to get in there and I'm going to find out, hey, like we talked about earlier with the copper, hey, you know, now I have an entry point where I can get back into this house. Maybe I, you know, when you're not looking, maybe I unlatch a window.
And
maybe
you don't have to worry about schedules and
I don't have to worry about anybody.
Right.
You know, getting caught, because most of the time there's going to be nobody checking on the property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can get in there and take my time, cut the copper out I want and take the wiring I want. Or if there's any other valuables that you may have left behind, it's pretty much at your disposal at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thinking about that from a security standpoint is a very good idea. How about when we go away on vacation, leave the country, and we have our Facebook?
Yes, I'm in Paris for 2 weeks, and I won't be back for 2 weeks, and I live at 123 Smith Street.
And we want to tell the world, because this is exciting to us, and we want to share our joy.
Social media, our worst enemy at this point. More people get in trouble with social media nowadays than ever before. I've seen just marriages, just the social media alone, I've seen marriages that are 20-year marriages just get broken up over social media, you know, and people just feel the need to put everything they do and everything they want to do or are doing out there for everybody in the world to see. And unfortunately, from a law enforcement perspective, it's just a terrible thing. Like you check yourself in New York City. Well, guess what? I know it's going to take you at least 2 hours to get back to Dunmore. And I have 2 hours now that I can go to your house and do what I need to do. Or I know you're going to be, you know, people make the silly mistake of putting on there, you know, going to Florida for a week. Well, great. Why don't you
Going to Disney?
Why don't you just tell the people where you hide your key to? You know what I mean? Because now they know that you're not going to be there for a week. It's just people just make. I think it's a lot of times people just don't use common sense. You know, if you do want to post your pictures from your vacation, wait till you come back before you do stuff like that. You know, people don't need to know your every move. You know?
Well, you're like you said, too much information out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people that tell us everything they do.
Everything.
Every minute of the day.
Let me take a picture of my lunch here and post it on Facebook.
And switching gears a little bit, how about identity theft? Is that still something we should worry about?
I think identity theft nowadays is more... It's more popular than ever. I mean, it's one of the easiest crimes
out
there.
It's so scary to even think about.
It really is. Fortunately enough, a lot of the times we see this stuff is, you know, people get scammed with, you know, they'll make fraudulent purchases under somebody else's credit card or, you know, it's to the point where these people are so good, they'll actually have a card made up with your social security number, but with your credit card or debit card number already on in your name. I mean, these people are using these to buy stuff in stores with. It's not so much as, you know, you used to see where they get a hold of your number, they would make purchases online. Well, it's beyond that point now. They're actually having fake cards made up with your information on it, and they're scanning it and it's working. You know, and unfortunately, you don't catch it sometimes for 2 or 3 days before the bank picks up on it. You know, and in most cases, with the bigger banks will have the fraud protection where you'll get your money back, but the sad point is a lot of times your money's tied up for days and sometimes weeks before they can investigate it and get your money back to you, which essentially ties up all your funds. You know, and a lot of people, you know, nowadays everybody uses the debit card crazy. Nobody carries cash anymore. So, you know, you people can't live without their debit card or credit card for, you know, a week or so. You know, it's their main means of surviving, you know.
I was using my debit card everywhere because my bank would give me a rebate every month if I had 10 debit transactions. And okay, so you're going to pay me to use my debit card. And my husband, Pat, would say, don't use it. Stop using it as debit. Stop it. And, oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But this is a big thing,
sure.
Right?
Absolutely. One of our officers, I'm not going to mention his name, but one of our officers right before the holiday used his at a gas station and, few days later he wasn't notified by the bank. It was day before Christmas. He just happened to check his online statement after he actually went to try to use his card, and it was declined for like a $2 purchase. And he went online, checked his online banking statement, and found out that someone in Florida had used his account at a CVS there and had bought $300 worth of gift cards with it. And you know, they actually had he did a little research and detective work himself and found out that he actually had a card with his name and his numbers on it, you know, which is just absolutely absurd. I mean, he went back to the last transaction. He found out last time he had used it, he used it to pay for gas at a local mini mart. And that's the only place that he could possibly think of where it may have been used. And yeah, he did have the fraud protection on his card. He did get his money back, but it took a week. Now he's tied up. They took the funds out of his savings account to cover his checking account. They paid the overdraft fees and everything else. And
mess. A terrible mess.
It's more of an aggravation than anything else.
Oh, my God.
You know, having to deal with these fraud companies and, you know, and it's just like, you know, email this person, fax this person. It takes days before you even get a new car.
Yeah, right.
Sure. So, I mean, and that was like a thing. He went through a nightmare that he had to go Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and a couple of days passed without having to be able to use any of his funds.
And I'm guilty because I don't carry cash. So anybody that wants to steal my purse, they're not going to get any cash out of me because I don't carry cash because I've relied on a debit card because of the convenience.
And but most people do.
But it, so if a police officer's card is...
Yep, stolen.
Right.
Used fraudulently, sure.
Anybody's can.
It could happen to anybody, absolutely.
Unbelievable.
That's one thing. Always be vigilant with your credit cards. Check the statements. Check your, you know, if you have online banking, go on that. Check that frequently.
Get in the habit of checking it.
Checking it, absolutely.
Not just once a month when you're balancing your account.
Absolutely.
Go on.
Check it every couple days. If you notice anything that doesn't look right, you know, contact your bank. Find out where the purchase was made. You know, you start seeing stuff that was purchased, you know, from overseas or from a different company or from a different country. Obviously, there's a problem. Someone has your identity at that point, you know.
We had two fabulous weeks of discussion with you, Rich Barth, captain of the Dunmore Police Department. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. It was my pleasure.
We got a lot of great tips from you, lots to think about. And before we close, Pat, would you like to review two listings, please?
Yes. First, we have a three-bedroom, two-bath home located at 518 Troop Street in Dunmore for $87,000. This home has been in the same family for over 50 years, and it has been well cared for. It's on a quiet block with updated electrical and plumbing. It has a nice size fenced-in yard, a one-car garage with a two-car carport. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath home in Dunmore at a reasonable price, give us a call about 518 Troop Street for only $87,000. And that is listed by Dan Taylor of our office. Also, we have a two-bedroom home with two baths located at 302 State Route 435 for $158,000. This home has extra space that can be additional bedrooms. The home has hardwood floors under the carpeting, a brick fireplace, and an oversized two-car garage that can really fit about three or four cars. All of this on a half-acre lot, and the basement is partially finished. So if you're looking in the North Pocono School District, give us a call about 302 State Route 435 for $158,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And according to my Realtor magazine, in 2014, the top 10 most searched neighborhoods are number one, Orlando, Florida, two, Las Vegas, three, New Orleans, four, Fort Worth, Texas, five, Savannah, Georgia, six, Fort Wayne, Indiana, seven, Raleigh, North Carolina, eight, San Diego, nine, Chicago, and 10, Columbus, Ohio. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember, during the week, you can search our listings, view the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate. And you can always call us by calling us at 570-344-6724. Next weekend, we're here at Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.